This is Philosophy Espresso. It's a series of short, stimulating discussions about everyday life. My name's Damon Young, and I'll be your philosopher. But wait, you might reply. Aren't we all philosophers, really? I've certainly been told this at parties, festivals, school pickup, and in taxis. Is it true? Are we all philosophers? The short answer is thankfully no, as the idea of a planet populated solely by philosophers fills me with dread. But the longer answer is sort of, and this answer is really important for anyone interested in a more thoughtful life. The obvious problem is that if everyone's a philosopher, then the word doesn't mean very much. If we're all philosophers by default, then no one is. The bigger problem is that this ignores what a philosopher actually does. A philosopher is someone who's given much of their life to doing philosophy. Just like someone who's committed to sport is an athlete, and someone devoted to playing music is a musician. We're not all athletes and musicians, and we're not all philosophers either. It doesn't matter whether or not you get paid. Being a philosopher can be a calling, not a profession. The important thing is that you've given years of your life to this practice. So, what is this practice? There's no neat definition of what philosophy is. Philosophers are still arguing about it, which is a big part of what they do. But a handy description of philosophy is this: asking questions about the basic categories of life and being familiar with how others have asked and answered these questions. For example, say someone criticizes something as unnatural. This happens pretty regularly with food, clothing, sexuality, parenting, and employment. A philosophical reply might be, what do they mean by nature? Physics, chemistry, and biology? It's impossible to be against or beyond these. They just are. Maybe they mean second nature, habit, custom, the way things are. But if so, second nature changes. Cooking and eating without washing our hands used to be second nature, but now we know better. Perhaps by nature they mean God said so. Sure, but they still have to show why God's right or wrong, unless they're just following orders, in which case they're not part of the conversation anyway. So, philosophy here reveals that the category of nature isn't always so helpful. When someone says something is unnatural, it often means, I don't like this. This something might indeed be painful, cruel, ugly, or vulgar, but they'd have to say why this is and why this matters. And this is what practicing philosophy is about. It often begins not by shouting the right answers at us, but by prompting us to look again at our taken-for-granted ideas and values. And who can practice philosophy? Anyone. And this is why the answer to, aren't we all philosophers? Is sort of. Yes, there are professional philosophers just as there are professional athletes and professional musicians, but they have no monopoly on the practice itself. We're not all philosophers, but we can all do philosophy, and this can encourage us to think more clearly about the world and what matters in it.